T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to a special edition of Sports Talk here on this Saturday afternoon, along with Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst and Saints legend, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick. We are here till 6 o'clock tonight, breaking down Saints training camp practice. You can jump into the conversation on Oakenheart Jewelers, talking text lines at 504-260-1870. Chris Coleman at Master Control taking your calls on our Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text lines. Deuce, I want to start with you today. Big step for Mike Thomas, participating in team drills today for the first time since ramping up. As Dennis Allen said, it's going to be a ramp up with him and Tyrann Mathieu. So another positive sign for Can't Guard Mike.
Yeah, when you look at it, you know, I thought that it was a big step for him, and even Tyrann got in some of those team drills as well. And so for both of those players, particularly with one coming off an injury, you know, I thought it was interesting because Mike T went to the ground a couple times. And what I mean by that, you know, not necessarily tackled, but contested, going after contested catches, you know, maybe getting a little tangled up and going after the ball, going up for football, and you know, just guys competing. And so I think that's a good sign. And then when you talk about Tyrann just being involved as they continue to up his participation, you know, both of them, it started with 707 opportunities, and now you're doing a little bit more team stuff. And you know, the next step is obviously when you have on the pads to let them participate in some tackling, and that may still be, you know, a couple of weeks away, but you can see it, that's where it's getting to.
So before we go any further, the Saints are making a couple of roster moves. We'll go ahead and pass those along. The Saints are signing cornerback Quentin Meeks. They've signed him. Placed linebacker Kiko Alonso on reserve, retired, and placed tackle Gerald Hawkins from LSU on injured reserve. That's the latest roster moves from the Saints. And Kiko Alonso just worked out a couple days ago, decided, I guess, it wasn't for him. That happens when you're out the league for a couple years, Deuce. You get back, Deuce and Mike, you get back in the league, and you feel like maybe your heart's not in it. Don't want to go through it.
Yeah, I mean, the ink was barely dried, as I said, as I changed on the board to put him in, and I didn't even put him on the this board. And I was like, oh, he's gone. I was like, so, I mean, it's been a while. 2019 was a few years ago. So,
you remember the game, Deuce, that he was having when he injured his ACL? The game, he had like 10 tackles.
It was a Tampa game, wasn't it?
Yeah, playoff
game? I mean, but let me tell you something. And you guys know it, but, man, this game is hard. And it's the mental part. Mentally, yes, I can still say I can go out there and do it. But physically, my body, I know I can't do it. And that's the toughest part of it. And then being a guy that came off ACL, a couple ACL injuries myself, you know, mentally I knew if I had to go get a ninth surgery that I couldn't do it. And it's just from the rehab standpoint, the getting your body ready to go. And even though he had only practiced, you know, a couple days, man, it's hard. It's a grind. And so physically, yes, he looked outstanding. His workout was really, really good. He could go out there and practice. But then to say, I got to go and do this again. You know, I've got to participate in these meetings, you know, 9, 10 o'clock when you get out. And you're right back up at 6:30. And if you're in a position where you're financially stable – and you can say, you know what, I don't want to do this, because some guys are in a position where they have to do it, you know, just because they've set a certain point that they want to hit. And some guys are in a position where they don't get that opportunity. They, you know, they're not talented enough to even be released. I mean, because they're going to be released, they can't walk away on their own terms. It's really, really tough. And then when you talk about Hawkins, there was a play, and I think it was Turner that Peyton Turner and Hawkins, and this was even before pads came on, he beat him. And there was probably about four plays in a row that Hawkins just, you know, looked like, oh man, you know, is he even okay? But you could tell that right knee was bothering him. Mm-hmm. And so the Saints made the decision today to put him on IR. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some type of cleanup that happens with that right knee. And we saw that, you know, I know I didn't get to talk about it, Mike. I don't think you did either. But Saints put Smoke Monday on IR as well because of an ACL injury. And so, you know, it's unfortunate for him. That young man probably had an outside shot at least making, you know, at worst the practice squad, but probably their active roster.
At the very least, I'm just going to regret that I can't say Smoke Monday.
Smoke Monday, baby. Now it's, Happy
Bobby
Tuesday
says Smoke Monday, Smoke Tuesday, Smoke Wednesday. It don't matter.
Right. But I think he has a really bright future. He'll have that surgery soon, and, you know, you go into the recovery phase on that. But, I mean, you're at the point, this is what, day 10 as far as practice? You're at the point where you're kind of shuffling some bodies as far as some guys are getting banged up, some guys are beat up a little bit. You know, you're probably going to have to sign another linebacker just because you got a in that room, you got a couple guys down as far as that standpoint is concerned. And so, you know, we'll see if Coach Allen pulls back a little bit on some of the things that they do. But at the end of the day, he knows he has to continue to evaluate this team.
Hoss, I didn't even have to try, and I got a 10 from Deuce. I got a 10 from Deuce. I didn't have to try. I love it. Off to a great start. Hey, it was spirited today, huh, Hoss? They were chirping. They were in a good mood. They started out outdoors, and then we had to go inside because lightning, et cetera. And they've got a sophisticated weather system to where the siren sounds, and everybody knows you go inside. But they were spirited today.
I think Red Zone does that, and they've done that the last 2 days. And I think you have an offense that did not do well offensively in the red zone against the defense that was number one in the NFL. So I think there's a little pride going on in that red zone offense and defense. And today I felt like the offense did pretty well in red zone. And so it's hard, you know, you can, I don't really get into grading and judging team activities, you know, drills, but I do feel like red zone is when they started. I could see Mark Ingram on one side and DeMario Davis on the other. I mean, they were into it, which is good. It's spirited. But I do feel there's a little red zone envy going on.
Well, I think at this point in camp, Deuce, and tell me if I'm wrong here, I think this is about as and I'm not making a boy band reference here, about as in sync the offense has been in camp. Like they just looked a little out of sync early on, and I think they're starting to find their stride a little bit.
Well, I think it's here's the thing. Red zone is going to be new plays, some, but it's going to be a lot of the plays that you've already put in. And now it's in a compressed situation, you know, so you're only talking about 20 yards and in. So it's plays that they're comfortable with and familiar with. And so some guys, particularly some of those younger guys, oh, man, I know that play. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what we're going to run. It's not like you're doing a complete new 30 plays or a complete new 40 plays like they normally or probably are doing on installation. And so that's probably why you see them have a little bit more continuity from an offensive standpoint. And then for the defense, those guys, they're going to fly around. You know, DeMario is going to talk. They're going to, you know, when they make a play, he's going to let them know. And then you'll have Mark or you'll have Alvin over there talking. You hadn't had Mike T talking completely yet.
Not yet. It's
but
coming.
He's working his way into it, though. And so, you know, we'll see how it goes.
You like this song going out?
You got to love it. That was that lightning.
Did it for you, baby.
That was that lightning that was 7.6 miles away.
We're just getting started here on Sports Talk. Deuce McAllister, Mike Hoss, I'm Christian Garrick. This is Saints Radio, WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A texter here on Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines. Is this live? Yeah, we're live. Me, Christian Garrick, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, Saints color analyst. Yeah, it's live. Taking your calls on our Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines at 504-260-1870. Mike Haas was jamming there. ZZ Top was bringing us back.
I was just thinking, I was listening to the radio on the way in, and we'd go back to, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in Canton, but the Saints had played there. This was during Mora. And it was like, they had the speeches in the afternoon, and they had the game, and it was like, done. And so that has become, I wouldn't say it's like NFL draft weekend, but that has become
a big event.
In fact, a huge multi-day event. The guys who had done the speeches were clearing out because Journey is playing tonight for like the legends, the Hall of Fame legends. I'm like, it's just funny to watch these events grow to the point where like, man, we could never get a draft because of the time of it. But the draft looks, you watch in different cities that are never going to get a Super Bowl probably. So they take the draft and they make it huge.
I want the city of New Orleans to have the draft, but I don't know with Jazz Fest, et cetera.
You got Zurich going on and yeah. You got Jazz Fest. There's no way to
I've
be
been
able to
told,
do it.
Don't
yeah.
even,
yeah.
It, you know.
Mike, because I bring it up all the time to, you know, the – he comes on with us.
Sports Foundation?
Sports Foundation.
Yeah. Jay Cicero.
Yeah, Jay. I bring it up with Jay all the time. And so, Jay, I'm going to actually give you a shout-out because we're hosting something this year that I had been asking, man, how can Atlanta or Dallas always host these preseason, the kickoff classic?
Oh, yeah.
And so we have LSU and Florida State in the kickoff classic. So for about 3 or 4 years, I was always asking, man, why does Atlanta get to do this? Why does Dallas and New Orleans is getting to do it? And so that should be a sold-out, packed house. But, Mike, I was going to ask you about, we were talking off air, your thoughts on – now you're less than a week away.
Yeah.
You're less than a week away. And just how does a young player kind of handle knowing that he is less than a week away and what may be ahead of him as far as being able to get ready to play?
You're about the young guys on this team
now? Yes, on this team.
Well, first off, this is so much different than last year, right? I mean, last year we were talking about guys, Aesop Winston and Marquez Callaway, and we just started anointing people. I mean, we think of it, you know, Rob we lost, and everything was just horrific. And so now you look too deep across the board almost at every position. These young guys have got to figure out, I got to work, who's my best special teams guy. And now it's not even just, oh, I can play special teams, because there's 14 other guys who you got to be the best of the best to make these special teams. And so I feel like, you know, you only got 3 games and it's different. We only had 2 last year and God, who knows, but you've got to make an impact enough. That's why I was talking to Jeff Nowak last week, and this week you got to make an impact this week, the one we just finished, to start working your way into the lineup for Houston so that you can make a bigger impact, because it's so much different from wide receiver to running back to the defensive secondary, linebackers, defensive line. I mean, we could sit here right now and do two deep. We could do the 53 pretty close, I think. Pretty close. Not on it, but
yeah, I would
speak
probably,
for yourself. I'd struggle with that right at this point.
No. I think that you could probably get about 42.
Okay, I'd give that. And you those 11 can be that's almost an opinion, right?
And
my 11 wouldn't be your 11.
And that's what I was about to say. And I wanted to get you guys' opinion on it. In my opinion, right now, this roster probably competes with depth-wise from 1 to 90 with what you had 3 years ago.
I completely agree.
When the Saints were a darn good team and you knew they were a darn good team, and every player, you knew that there would be some good players cut. Now, here's the only issue with this roster to 3 years ago. That roster was more veteran-laden.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot more players, veterans, that had a lot more skins on the wall, and you knew that they had played in the NFL. I mean, you got a kid like Alante Taylor. That kid can play in the NFL. But I don't even know if he will crack your game day, your active roster, you know, as far as I think he makes the team. But I don't know if he's a guy that say, hey, look, he's going to be active every day, every game, if that makes sense.
I think because of his special teams, I think he does.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, 3 years ago with that team, there were good guys that you knew that would get cut.
Yeah.
And or there would be guys on that roster that, hey, look, this guy may not be active. He's in a similar situation is what I refer to. Like,
yeah,
he may not be active on game day, but he's good enough to play in the NFL, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment of the depth, in particular the quality of depth. That if you look 1 through 90 on this roster as it currently stands, yeah, there's a separation. There's always there's a difference between 50 and 89. In other words, but 80 to 90, there's not that much of a difference.
I would probably even take it higher. I would probably say that 1 through 90, you've got legitimate 70 to 75 guys that could truly play in the NFL either on this team or for other teams.
Yeah,
and they already have. That,
correct,
to me, it's funny because you said that, because to me, when you talked about the difference between this team roster-wise, and we're just talking roster at this point, to 19 was the amount of veterans. That, to me, has been the most impressive part. When you look at who they've brought in, and Marcus May and Jarvis and Tyron and Herndon and Dalton and Sorensen and Kentavious Street, Taco Charlton, Jaleel Johnson, Josh Andrews, Nick Martin, Malcolm Brown, Scott Patchen is the rookie there. But those guys have played, right? They've all played. So if you go across the board now and look at this offense, from receivers to offensive line to running backs to quarterbacks, all drafted, all pretty high. Your offensive linemen are 4 first rounders, 1 second rounder. And then it continues across the defensive line and linebacker and secondary, where they've got this amass of veterans, whether the Saints drafted them or somebody else, but there's just not a whole lot of young, undrafted rookie guys we have these glaring spots that can make this team. I'm impressed with the amount of veterans. Maybe the, you know, Josh Andrews, his journey's wacky, right? I mean, he's been in the league, what, this is his 6th year coming up, and he's played like 100 snaps. I mean, it's different, but they've got veteran guys who are on this team who, like you say, if they don't make this roster, they're going to play someplace else.
No, I definitely agree. And, you know, that's really where, when you look at that defensive line, particularly defensive ends, when you look at that defensive line, defensive ends, and even, you know, when you go to NASCAR and look in the NFL, whether it's the Saints or another team, you spend the majority of your time in nickel defense, you know. And so how you construct your roster will be based off of injuries. We get that. We understand that. Not totally.
It'll play a role.
Yeah, but it will play a role. Mm-hmm. And so when you have the luxury of being able to move a guy like Marcus Davenport or Cam Jordan or Passion inside and let them be able to play defensive tackle, because I know that 60% I'm going to be in a nickel front, so maybe I can manipulate my roster a little bit more in that manner, it makes it really, really tough on defense. I mean, on offenses, on how you scout and how you have to try to play that front.
I'm chuckling in agreement, like, because it's for a couple of years the Saints were on the search, on the lookout for the compliment to Cam Jordan on
Okafor.
The other side.
I mean, you can go back to Okafor back when he was the big signing for you.
And now they have an embarrassment of riches. I'm serious. Like, you look at that D-line, especially at the D-end position. First off, aside from Cam's probably the smaller, not as long, of the others. That Tano, Passanio, Peyton Turner, Davenport. I think that the Saints D-line, in particular on the perimeter with the D-ends, you know, I was talking about this today. I think if you get 8 sacks from Peyton Turner, 8 from say Tano. We didn't even mention Carl Granderson, by the way.
Yeah, we didn't mention Carl Granderson.
Yeah, if you get 8 from say you get 5 from all 3 of those, right? Cam gets double digits. Davenport gets double digits. You're pushing 48, 50 into the 50s in sacks, and that's elite defense.
Well, that's where you need to be anyway.
Hmm?
This defense, they have to be north of 45 sacks total. And in my honest opinion, I think that you'll get 30 sacks from your defensive end position.
Yeah, and I think we've seen David Onyemata in the middle and how he can get after it. I think Catavius Street's another really good one in the interior in terms of pass rush. I if I had to put money on the over and under of 45, I'm taking the over. Yeah. Easy. I mean, there's weight. And again, this is all prefaced, Mike, with, you know, are they healthy?
Right? Yeah, well, like anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, like you know, we haven't had that kind of guy down kind of moment.
Don't call for it.
Right. Don't, you know, knock on everything we got in the room. And, Deuce, there was something, and I'm going to attribute this to you because either we talked about it or what it reminds me of you, and you talked about when this team plays nickel and they play a lot of two linebacker, that you get guys who may have last year or the year before been playing, I don't know, I hate to say it, out of position. But when they're in their nickel and they got CeeDee Deuce in there, when they're in their dime with CeeDee Deuce and P.J. Williams, you got guys where they should be, right? And am I attributing that to you correctly?
No, well, I mean, I think it's where they should be. The only negative when you get in those situations, and I cannot remember which coach it was, defensive coach, it may have been Ryan Nielsen, but I can't remember. I love it. You have to earn the right to rush the passer. You can't truly get in the nickel and the dime if you haven't earned the right to rush the passer.
By stopping the run.
That's how you earn the right to rush the passer. If you don't stop the run, and offenses can live in 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 5 or 3rd and 2, that means you haven't done what you needed to do on first down. Because now an offense has the true option to run the football, to keep you honest. I can't get exotic defensively if an offense has the option to keep a fullback in there, to keep 2 tight ends in there, and they have a legitimate threat to run the football. You can't get into some of those looks. And so defensively, and that's really where they have won the last 5 years, they have been elite at stopping the run. And so by doing that, they have earned the right to rush the passer and to get into some of those, you know, 3-down looks. And now they can bring all the athletes on the field as far as faster, quicker guys, and they can just get after quarterbacks.
He's Deuce, Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. I'm Christian Garrick. We'll step away and come back. This is a special edition of Sports Talk here on WWL.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, back here on Sports Talk Special Edition, Deuce McAllister, Saints legend, Saints color analyst, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick, and no better time, fellas, than to talk about Sam Mills going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame today. His enshrinement speech, he's late, Sam Mills, but gosh, No one more deserving. Should have happened sooner. And a foundational piece in this franchise going into Canton. I grew up watching the Dome Patrol, Deuce and Mike. And, yep. Man, those were some fierce cats. And they set a standard. They set a standard and they changed the game.
What is
in particular, Sam Mills being
nicknamed Mighty Mouse, right?
Field Mouse.
And so, I didn't play against Sam, but, when you go back and look at some of the things that he was able to do, he was one where it was you see some guys talk to talk and not be able to back it up. But he would be one of those guys where he would draw a line and he said, "You meet me right here." And every time, I'm gonna be ready to, you know, to attack and be able to do his thing. But when you talk about the Dome Patrol and, you know, obviously what he meant to the city, and, you know, I'll give a little love to Carolina as well, because, you know, that's where he—
they got a statue of him.
There's a statue.
Think about the profound impact he had on that franchise.
In a short amount of time.
Right.
In a short amount of time. And so congrats to Sam. I agree with you, Christian. I think it was Jeff Duncan that said it was it took 20 years. Way too long. 20 years, but he's in now, and it's well deserved. And, you know, just his play, his heart, his passion, really, really special for not only for Sam, but obviously for the New Orleans Saints as well. And, you know, the Dome Patrol, Ricky and those guys, I know Rick is up there for the ceremony as well. And, you know, I'm not sure if Pat is up there. But, you know, it's special for them as well.
What I would add about Sam Mills is, you know, he, from what Bobby says, he don't think he ever heard Sam Mills say a curse word. He was very devout in his faith. But also, he spoke as if he were a professor. I mean, he was so professorial. He had the spectacles, the glasses, and he didn't look like a football player.
Well, and that's why you talk about a guy just drawing a line in the dirt.
Yeah.
And just, hey, I'm going to be here. It's like, man, this little dude, you don't get out the way. But every time he's coming up and making a play, and it's like, man, I can't get rid of this guy. You know, I can't beat him. I can't get rid of this guy.
Mike, it's crazy to think that he was cut by the NFL, right? Went to the Canadian Football League, cut there, went to the USFL, brought back to the NFL with Jim Mora.
Jim Finks.
It just shows you that, man, there's several different paths you can take as a player. And just and Deuce, you can relate to this. I'm sure you had guys that you played with that made Ninkovich, right? Got cut. Look what he did in New England.
Joe Horn.
Yeah.
Joe Horn.
Lance, I mean, Moore.
Michael Lewis. You know, and you're talking about guys that ended up playing 9, 10, 12 plus years in the NFL, but it wasn't like, hey, these are first round guys. No. You know, most NFL rosters are not made up of first or second round guys. It's the late round guys or undrafted roster guys that make up the majority of an NFL roster.
You know, I had an interaction when I was a child with Sam Mills. This is when they were practicing over there on David Drive. I didn't grow up in New Orleans. I was born in New Orleans, military brat. So I think my grandmother passed away. Saints happened to be practicing. So my dad, to kind of get my mind off of things, brought me over to David Drive. And there, it's not like today where everything's fenced off and access to the players is a little difficult if they're coming out of the facility. So we waited in the parking lot, literally, and here comes Sam Mills, and he couldn't be any nicer of a guy. I mean, he's a great human being. You know, he didn't have to sit down with me and talk to me. I was a kid. Nothing forced him to. He just did it because he recognized just how important that is.
When I did 4th Down, I hosted 4th Down on 4 for a long, long time. This is during the Dome Patrol, late 80s, 90s. And so we would ask players to come on the show and be, you know, and this was at 11 o'clock, usually 10:30, 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. They'd have to get wherever they were, drive to the French Quarter, on Burgundy Street. Not easy. And Sam always showed up. He was always the best. And, man, you're never judged by any moment in time. You are judged over it all. And when you look at Sam Mills, that is the quintessential judge me over the entire passage, because I've never met anyone that could say anything derogatory professionally, personally. He was just a unique person. just unique from beginning to end. And, man, couldn't be happier that he is where he is. And it took time. And
we may never see another 5'9 linebacker in the NFL again that plays like that.
Not
we may
many.
Never.
Yeah, not many. Not many, you know, not because the first thing they're going to look at is, he's too small. You know, London Fletcher, I don't know how tall London
is. He was right at 5'11".
Yeah, I mean, but that's what you think of, mm-hmm. that close to that size.
Yeah, look, it was great to hear. I haven't listened to all of it, but I heard some snippets of it. He's passed away, but long overdue for the Field Mouse, and I know Jim Mora has glowing things whenever you bring up Sam Mills. And whenever you bring up that Dome Patrol in general, his eyes light up. But whenever you bring up Sam Mills, Jim Mora gets really wide-eyed. And, you know, he could go on. I've heard him go on and on and on about Sam Mills, the person, the player, the teammate. Bobby, you know, loves him to death. And it's sad because I think all four of them should be in Canton. Vaughn Johnson, Pat Swilling. I know Ricky's in. Sam's in, but that was a transformative defense that today would if we want to talk about would it transition into today's game, and those four cats absolutely would. They could play in today's NFL.
I don't care what era as far as NFL. Yeah, they could play. I mean, they could play. You would happily change your defense and base it off a 3-4 look and just roll.
Yeah.
I mean, it there would be no question. Yeah, they could play right now.
Also uniquely different, too. I mean, really, just uniquely different people from Vaughn to Pat to Ricky. They're just uniquely different characters.
To bring this home a little bit, I think DeMario Davis, and he spoke about it a little bit last time he was in front of the podium, he could have been a part of that Dome Patrol defense. He's that good. We've said this before, and you guys both can tell me if I'm wrong. Aside from Drew Brees, I think DeMario Davis and Jonathan Vilma was acquired via trade. So bear with me here, and I'm not dissing on JV at all. But aside from Drew Brees, I think DeMario Davis is in this franchise's history the most important free agent signing, aside from Drew Brees, in the franchise history.
I agree with that. I mean, I think when you talk about just pure free agent, you know, I agree with it. And you talk about and you look at his path.
Yeah.
I mean, he was with Cleveland.
Yeah.
And he was with the Jets. And then went back to Cleveland. And he ended
just
up.
Just because you show how dysfunctional those organizations are.
It's amazing, but it's also about fit. It's also about fit and seeing what a player could be or some of the things that he could do. But it's been amazing to watch him and to do what he has been able to do, you know. But I definitely agree he could have played with the Dome Patrol as well.
Mike, this is why I'm a bit of a Jets fan, because they've given the Saints two great linebackers, and Jonathan Vilma, and so I pulled for the Jets. I call them the crop dusters because the way they really don't deserve the title Jets right now, but. Nonetheless, I root for them just because they're handing – it's a pipeline for the Saints.
Christian and I would have to go back and look and see who the DC was when DeMario was there, but I think both of those guys were stuck in a 3-4 defense. And I know JV was. I know Jonathan,
yeah,
I know Vilma was stuck in a 3-4 defense up there with the Jets, but I don't know. I would have to go back and check and see who the defensive coordinator was when DeMario was there. I think it was probably before that. But he may have been stuck in another 3-4 defense.
Well, look, when you're the Browns and the Jets and, you know, you're dysfunctional, you lose good players. It just happens. You can't evaluate, and that's the truth. And Jets fans and Browns fans, I root for y'all to get it right one day. Cause
that's kind of how we got passing y'all, really. I mean, they were 4-3, and he was really kind of struggling, you know. A 3-4, he was really kind of struggling at linebacker, and Spagnuolo came in and moved him to a 4-3, and he put his hand in the dirt for the first time, and he said, changed everything, you know. And here's a guy that's won a ring, you know, with Kansas City. And that's another pipeline. It seems to me like Kansas City, Houston. Houston's tough because they had a fire sale. I mean, they were getting rid of everybody.
Right.
But Houston, Kansas City, you know, just seems to be kind of where you're getting guys. Kansas City just can't afford everybody. That's their problem. Mm-hmm. You know, at some point
it's
you can't afford everybody.
Because it means you're a talented team.
Right.
I'm going to force you to drop this nugget out. So Tano Passanio. Passanio means what?
Passanio is, when I went to ask him, I was initially asking you about his first name. Don't worry, I'll say this 20 more times before the season's out. So I was asking him about his first name, and I, of course, got it wrong because there's sometimes you just get these mental blocks. Like I'll say, and I've known, you know, Tyron Matthew since he was, you know, eight, mm-hmm. but I'll say Tyron. You just look at A-N-N and you say Tyron and not Tyron, which it is. And Tano, it's sometimes it's just you see it. And he goes, first off, it's Tano.
Tano Passanio.
So that was the start of our conversation. I said, well, I'm not asking about that. I was asking about the meaning. He said, well, there's really not a whole lot of meaning to Tano. He said, Passanio, his mother is from the Ivory Coast. His father is from Uganda. And he said, there's a translation in olden times that means one who takes revenge. And so he says, I use that all the time. He goes, that's kind of my little, you know, remembrance, my little routine. It's one who takes revenge. And I thought that was great. I mean, here's a guy, he's brilliant. He's got an accounting degree. He's got a finance degree. He's getting his MBA. His mother was a chemist. His father was an economist.
Sharp dude.
Just seems like a sharp dude. And I really feel like, you know, we've only seen the beginning because he's not played defensive end a ton. He's, you know,
he was injured last year.
Mike,
he's serving it up to you, though, man. To use that in a call? Come on. That's a perfect call. Couldn't get
one
any better.
He takes revenge.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Deuce, Haas, Christian, this is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on this special edition of Sports Talk, Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, along with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick. And Deuce, I want to start with you. The running back group in general, outside of Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, Abram Smith is a player that's standing out a little bit, along with Divine Ozigbo, which, by the way, Mike, you have another great reference there, Divine Intervention. You know, should he make some plays in particular in the preseason? But what do you make of those two guys, Deuce, that I just talked about, their camp so far?
I think overall, when you look at that that running back room, and, you know, you take away Mark, you take away Alvin, I think that I don't know if you have completely said that you have your number three guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I think each individual player, and Malcolm probably has the disadvantage. Malcolm Brown probably has the disadvantage because he hadn't been here as long as some of the other guys. But I don't know at this point if you could solidly say that, yes, this guy has pulled ahead. This guy is you know, the clear-cut favorite. And if you're the Saints, that's probably a good problem and a bad problem, because at some point you want one of those guys to kind of start separating themselves from the pack.
Has Malcolm Brown separated?
Well, I don't know if he's separated. I think he's probably flashed.
Okay.
And he's probably made a play or two.
Okay.
But I think you can say the same thing about Tony Jones Jr. in that sense. I think you can say the same thing about Ozigbo in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know, and even Abrams in that sense. I always felt like that, particularly for some of the heavier backs, the bigger backs, and they're probably all similar in size as far as weight. But I always felt that once you put on the pads, those would be the days that you would have to stand out. And that's, you know, the full pad gear, even though you don't tackle completely.
Yeah.
You can just sense when that was, oh, that's a 5-yard run. You know, that there's another plus seven. Oh, he's up on the safety. And in this league, as a back, you get up on the safety, that's all. If I get you up on the safety, you've got to win 50% of the time. Now, you may not go and score every time, but if I get you on the safety, you've got to win 50% of the time. Now, the safety gets paid too, so he's going to make some plays. But if the offensive line, if they can get the D-line blocked, they can get the linebackers covered, and you're one-on-one with the safety, you got to win.
Haas, by the way, that guy, Alvin Kamara, newsflash, he's really explosive. We've seen it.
You see it all the time, and I think that's the running backs we talked to today, Ozigbo, and all of them point to how hard he works all the time. Not just, you know, in 11 on 11. He works so hard all the time, and that you try to emulate him. You can't do what he does. That's what Divine Ozigbo was saying today. Because you can see things that you might want to do, but that's what Alvin does. So you can, but just his work ethic alone, and you do, you see it. He works hard in practice, and that is rubbing off on a young running back crew.
All right, 1 hour down, two more to go. Next hour, Abram Smith, our sit-down, me and Mike sat down with Abram Smith, the running back out of Baylor. Also a special guest, surprise guest, next hour. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.